Lazlo's presence in the cafe can inspire this unfortunate demonstration, but more than his presence in Casablanca Bayon. I advise that this place be shut up at once.
But everybody's having such a good time.
Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
But I've no excuse to close it.
Find one.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once. I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You win, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
I'm shocked that gambling is going on here. I'm shocked that corruption is going on here. Oh, boy. See, the news is fun. It's funny. You gotta laugh at this stuff because it is so pathetically transparent. Yes, Joe Biden is the most transparent president we've ever had. It is transparent that he's a thief, he's corrupt, he takes kickbacks, his whole family is corrupt, his son is corrupt, and the news media is corrupt for not covering the corruption of Joe Biden and his whole family. ABC, NBC, CBS, all the way up and down the line, even Fox, are corrupt whores because they won't expose this stuff until it's like in San Francisco, there's so much human feces on the ground and needles and dead bodies or just zombie bodies that you've got to walk in the street because they're all on the sidewalk and you have to walk around them. Anyhow, let me move on to the next thing. But it is funny because you know what? If you didn't laugh, you'd cry. This next story is important, so please hold your calls until, I guess, next week. But the big reason, this is from NPR, the big reason why the U.S. is seeking the toughest ever rules for vehicle emissions. I think that this headline is wrong. It should be the Biden administration is outlawing the combustion engine. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing its most ambitious new regulations for cutting pollution from vehicles. The overarching goal is not just cleaner cars, but the transformation of the auto industry. I've got to stop right here. Who the hell gave the EPA the right to transform a whole industry? Where is that in the Constitution? It's not. Is the EPA even in the Constitution? It is not. It was put together by Congress. And you know what? Congress could undo it, unwrite it, could take it out, could at least defund it. See, the overarching goal is not just cleaner cars, but transformation of the auto industry. The EPA would essentially impose regulatory penalties on companies that do not move quickly enough toward electric cars. The new standards are so strict, according to the EPA standard, that up to 67% of the new vehicles sold in 2032 may have to be electric in order for car makers to be in compliance. Okay, what if the American people don't want to buy electric cars in 2032? What if they keep their gas cars? Huh? And they just keep fixing them up instead of buying the new ones. This is, and again, what right does the EPA have to put restrictions? See, they're not coming for an outright ban of the combustion engine. We are banning the combustion engine as of 2032. You will have to give up all your gas-powered cars. They're not going to do that because there's too much pushback on it. But they will force the automakers into a position where they'll make something the people don't necessarily want. So you know the automakers are going to lose money on this. And not that I feel bad for Chevrolet or Ford or Toyota or whomever, but you're going to crater American companies. These bureaucrats don't think ahead. They don't think of what the impact is on the regular person. And I'm going to have to squeeze a lot of information in here. EPA Administrator Michael Regan says that the proposed standards would eliminate 7.3 billion tons of CO2, which is not a pollutant. That is plant food. We've talked about this before in this show. The plants inhale, breathe it in, for lack of a better word, through the photosynthesis process. It exhales oxygen. The CO2 feeds the plants that help to produce oxygen for us. This is not a pollutant, people. It's going to save lives. No, it won't. Let's see, there's a $7,500 tax credit, which just means that the car companies can charge $7,500 more. Let's see. We're going to envision and innovate and achieve this future together, he said. That what's the guy's name here? Okay, EPA Administrator Michael Regan says, we're going to envision and innovate and achieve this future together, he said during a call with reporters. It's well within our grasp, make no mistake about it. Marge Oak, a former EPA official and chair of the Board of the International Council on Clean Transportation, called the regulations. They are regulations and not a law. It's not a law. Called the regulations the single most important regulatory initiative by the Biden administration to really reduce the worst impacts of climate change. Well, as much as I would love a nice snowy winter, I don't think that man is causing climate change. Let's see. The administration is going to make history if indeed at the end of the day they finalize these ambitious standards, he said in a press conference. Before they are finalized, the proposed standards, which include several alternative options, will be open for public comment. Not really. They'll say it's open for public comment. They'll listen to you, you know, complain about it for a little bit, and then they'll go right ahead and do what they're planning on doing. It has to stop right now. And these new regulations are stricter than the ones that are in place now. They're trying to outlaw the combustion engine by making it impossible to build new cars, and they'll make it financially impossible for you. And of course, the price of gas going up just helps their cause. I want to remind you, because I'm down to the last few minutes here, I want to remind you of what the Massachusetts Undersecretary for Climate Change, David Ismay, had said in a Zoom call meeting with people from Vermont. This was January of 2021. He got let go. He got fired because he said this. Not that Charlie Baker disagreed with him. It's just that he said what he wasn't supposed to say. And anyhow, he admitted that when it comes to big climate offenders in their region, there are no bad guys left to break. Ismay went on to say that now the only ones left to break are the people. I know one thing that we found in our analysis is that 60% of our emissions come from, as I have started to say, you and me, except you guys are in Vermont. 60% of our emissions come from residential heating and passenger vehicles. Let me say that again. 60% of our emissions that need to be reduced come from you, the person on your street, the senior on fixed income. Right now, there is no bad guy left, at least in Massachusetts, to point the finger at and turn the screws on and to break their will so they stop emitting. That's you. We have to break your will. So these bureaucrats want to break the will of the American people. They want to reduce us down to serfs. They want to kill us off. They want to get rid of our prosperity, and they want to control us. And I say, go to hell. So with that note, have a wonderful weekend. We have 2 minutes left. It's only 6:58. JR has entered the room, and I know that my time is drawing near. Don't ask who the bell tolls for. It may toll for thee.
Only if you're on the Worcester Red Sox and you're not winning.
I don't even know how they're doing. How are they doing?
They're not too good right now. About the same as the parent club, I guess.
This is not going to be their year. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying it's the year for Dunn's deal.
Well, my year is over now. I got to get going.
No, just your night. You'll be just my next week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See you next Friday, people. Have a good one.
'Tis a Dunn's deal. Tell your friends and neighbors to tune in Friday evenings at 6:05 for Jim's perspective on the issues of the week. You're listening to WNRI Woonsocket.
Here's author James Dunn to talk about his next book.
The King Philip's War in New England in 1675 defined the relations, for good or bad, between English settlers and Native Americans for centuries to come. Many of the battles are local to the Blackstone Providence area with long-forgotten memorials and grave sites. Smithfield was the Battle of Nipsichuck. The Battle of Sudbury in Sudbury, Mass. Was a turning point. Mount Hope in Bristol, Rhode Island was the home of King Philip and the Wampanoag tribe. The Connecticut River Valley was a scene of many bloody encounters between the English and the Nipmuc tribe. South Kingston, Rhode Island saw the Great Swamp Battle slash massacre. One Englishman stands out in this brutal conflict. He dared to learn to fight like the Indians did and won the war for the English. He was Captain Benjamin Church. In the book, Captain Benjamin Church and the King Philip's War.